You're listening to a Christian Aid podcast.
I'm right now speaking from the Prayag district. That's one of the worst affected districts because of the cloudburst and the flash flood starting on 14th of June. And it lasted for about 48 hours, and which resulted in massive infrastructure loss and also loss of lives. People have actually lost their homes and they've also lost their belongings. Most of the people whom I met today, they seem to be in a sense of total disarray. I mean, they had no idea that this could strike them. Because in the mountains, people are used to living with heavy rains and at times cloudbursts and events like this. But they never ever imagined such a scenario. The magnitude is so big, the national highway getting wiped out, building collapsing and all those things. So I would describe it as a situation where they're still in a state of denial, that they're not able to believe that this has actually happened. The extreme nature of the event has actually so overwhelming for them. Christian Aid partner CASA is already responding to the needs of the people, and they've already started distributing the food items and all. Also, the non-food items like food include utensils, it includes solar lantern because there is no electricity in the area. This also includes blankets. This also includes the mosquito net. So these are the kind of items that we'll be actually giving to the people in terms of non-food items. Once we finish this short-term response related to the food and non-food items, then we need to actually get into a more comprehensive response, which includes shelter, livelihood needs, and all that. So that is the current scenario in this part. On the face of it, it gives me a sense that it's a mammoth disaster, looking at the scenario and the situation on the ground. The thing that I would like to say is that Christian Aid is working really hard on the ground, and there are huge unmet needs that need to be met in this part of the country. And mountain people are lovely people. I mean, whenever you come to the mountains, I mean, they shower everything on you. And these beautiful people are in trouble. So please help. Please show generous support for them. They still have the courage and the enthusiasm to actually bounce back. And they will bounce back. And we are there to help them to do that.
You've been listening to a Christian Aid podcast. To find out more about Christian Aid, go to christianaid.org.uk or follow us on Twitter at Christian_aid or find us on Facebook. Thanks for listening.